Each other quick. Okay. Also, I want to note today is my daughter's yard site, Mariam Yaffa, Ba Victor Shraga and Varalea. Just want she to be Zecher Nishmasa. And I'm also glad you all able to make it because we missed you last week, last minute. So I'm glad we can start making progress and finish off Brachas Chasanim and move on to the Chazaka and Migu stuff. So let's begin. Okay, so I'm gonna we'll do a really quick review because it has been a while. So Brachas Chasanim, right? We talked after the Erusin. There's Brachas Erusin, and then there's Nisuin, right? There's Brachas Nisuin, basically, or Brachas Chasanim at the Chuppah. Okay, that's the context of what we're dealing with. Right, Amar of Chalba, Amar of Yehuna, Amar of Abba Bar Zavda, Amar of Achas Besula Achas Amana Tuna Bracha. Right, Amar of Hachi, Amar of Huna Amana Ina Tuna Bracha. Just no, it's about it's questions of how many days or who's or is it Bachar and Almana or is it a Bachar and a Bachar and Almana and Almana. My Ina Tuna Bracha, Amar of Huna Ina Tuna Bracha Kol Zayin of Yomecha Tuna Bracha. Right, everyone, there's right the two concepts. There's basically Tuna Kol Zayin Kol Shiva. Right, there's Shava Brachis for 7 days, right? Also known as 49 Brachis. Or you have the seven Brachos at the Chuppah itself, right? Those are our two different things. And when we said that an Almana in a Tuna Bracha means she doesn't need the 7 days of Shava Brachos. She only gets at the wedding, right? At the actual Chuppah. But of course, the Brachas Chasanim at the Chuppah, right? You do for anyone because it's right, it's Brachas Nisuin essentially. Okay, so right, so there's really these two separate concepts. So the first concept, the idea of the Yom Echad, we dealt with last year, and now we're up to you know, what about those other 7 days of saying Shava Brachos, right? Why do we do it? Okay, and just in terms of what Shava Brachos themselves are in the first place, so. Right, we had a few makoros for them. We had minayim lebrachas chasanim ba'asara shenema v'ika chasara nashim mizikna ha'ir v'yomer shu'po. Case of Boaz and Ruth, where Boaz, you know, brings goes in front of the zikna ha'ir and basically says, you know, I'm going to marry Ruth. Or is it, you know, b'makelos baruch hu elokim mikor Yisrael, and it's really more of like a right, let's say shevach v'huda aspect. Okay, so the Boaz thing could be interpreted in either an Akinian or like a Pirsama Davar sort of way, right? While Makilos Baruch Hashem is a Brachat Hashem, it's right, it's a Shevach Voda sort of perspective. And then we have a third perspective, which is Kalabo Bracha Surah Bala Kinida, right? Where it's like an Isra V'Heter Din, okay? Again, a little bit harder to totally formulate why it would be that way. But you say, let's say, if we'd say that it's part of the Nisuin or connected to the Nisuin somehow, then you could say it's like, okay, it's the same thing as Kala below Nisuin. Although, again, it's a little bit of an open, right, open question. What exactly would we mean? Why would it be like an Isra V'Heter Din that's only Mutar after a Bracha? Unless you want to say, oh, you know, it's almost like any time you need a Bracha because you need a Matir, you need a Bracha to be Matir things. Well, that's not always true. Okay, leave that aside for a second. Uminan the Brachas Chasanim in a Torah, another kind of makor. Shenemar vayivarchu et Rivka, right? That Lavan and Besuah gave and her mother gave a bracha to Rivka, and that seems like it's a bracha to the actual Chasan and Kala. Okay, so we had really four different options, right? It's like an Isser Matir Mizachas Kala. The bracha to the chasam and kala, right? It's like shevach v'hodat Hashem, and it's some sort of like kinyan, right? These two kind of, I think, can go together. So we really have three, right? Some sort of kinyan, iser, matir sort of din, right? This thing somehow qualitatively affects the heter between them, or two more external dinim. One is like shevach v'hodat Hashem, or right, bracha to the chasam and kala. And those, and those are kind of like more classic, more like, oh, we're at a wedding, right? It's an opportunity to give them brachos, etc. Okay. And what we, I'll skip over the makoros, but But we kind of saw all three perspectives. The Ran, let's see the Ran side, because this is very plain, right? Leni brachos suin nagu she'in mevarchen ala la'achar she'dikanes l'chopa. L'fi she'in brachos halalu ala brachos tefila v'shavach. Why? How do I know this, right? Teda she'ri mevarchenos on kol zayin. V'chein emri, d'ri ba'ala lachos gedeos, al Rambam kasav, v'tzach l'varchos on kodim nesuin, v'chein el Saramban, v'lo d'mini she'in b'chalal, ma'ash amru komitzos kulam v'rachan alayim over l'asiyasan, she'ri l'brachos ha'shavachin. Al v'ne she'chupa yichuru v'ya uriya l'biya v'kal b'varchos to the ba'ala k'nidim. Right, so the Ran is very adamant that it's a brachas shavach. It's praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And therefore, you only do it after Knisa L'chopa, right? Because you give praise to Hashem after, right? Something that you should give praise to Hashem for happens, right? And what's his big proof, right? And this is, I guess, this is a big question. On the other perspective, we don't just say it, right? We don't just say it once. How often do we say Shavu Brachos? Let's see if we can... Right?
Up to seven times.
Right. So, by the way, when you're saying Shavu Brachos at a wedding, or it's after the wedding, at one of the Shavu Brachos, right? Do you also have to count them? You say, like, this is like the third of the Sheva Brachos, Mechubad with the third of the Sheva Brachos, right? Which is, right, after three sets and three Brachos, which makes this one the 24th. Well, Mechubad with the 24th Sheva Bracha, right? Shehem, three sets and three Brachos to the Sheva Brachos, like in Sfiras HaOmer, or is there no Indian like that?
Well, isn't it also telling on the day? Like, you can have multiple parties, a gathering.
Right. That's people. Also true. Well, right. Although, let's say, in Parma Chadashos wise, can you? Maybe those are all really the same thing, just kind of on loop for that one day. That's a good question also. It's a good argument. It's a good counter-argument that you probably don't need to count it like Sirius Elmer. But anyway, right, so the Rand's argument is the reason why you can get away with saying it Kol Shiva, right, is because it's Shavach Voda, right? Second. Beep, beep, beep. Okay, go down in front. Here we go. Right? It's Shavach Voda. It's a tefillah. And therefore, you can say it, right, for 7 days, because, you know, those are 7 days which are celebrating the wedding especially. And you can, you know, extra thanks and Shavach Tasha, right? Similarly, we're not really going to go into all this, but there's a lot of discussion about the nature of the brachos themselves, the individual brachos. What's up with each one? Just like a regal achas. So one of the approaches, or the two big approaches, let's say, that come up in the discussion, is: are they really wedding centric, or not really? Why? You know, let's just go back to the lashon of the brachos because it's very interesting, and I think will help us in our endeavor. What are these brachos? The first one is Sha'akol bara lechvodeo. Okay? Sha'akol bara lechvodeo, what does that have to do with a wedding? Okay? So one of the big, just like the two, the hakira in this, in explaining all the brachos, is does it somehow connect back to a wedding? Or, no, it doesn't. Once we're already making these brachos and we're saying great things, saying all this sort of stuff, so now we're kind of taking the opportunity to give more Shavach to Hashem, okay? So, HaKol Bar L'Chvodo is, yeah, because right, the whole world is created L'Chvod Hashem, right? And we're having this big Simcha, right? Oh, right, Hashem created the whole world. And Yotzer Adam, oh, right, Hashem created mankind, right? Now, again, we're about to, why? Because we're going to talk about people being happy, because we're at a wedding. And once we're talking about people being happy, we're going to talk about how Hashem created people. And when we're talking about that, we might as well, you know, say, you know, HaKol Bar L'Chvodo, that He created the world. Right, so the HaKol Bar L'Chvodo is about what Hashem, right? V'yotzer Adam, v'asher yatzam Adam b'tzalmo, b'tzalm d'mos tavniso, v'hitkin lo mimenu binyan ha'ad'ay, b'rachat Hashem yotzer ha'adam, so stasis v'tegel ha'karab, ki v'etzpana l'tucha b'simcha, b'rachat Hashem yotzer ha'chzion b'vaneha. What does that have to do with anything, right? Talking about Yerushalayim, right? Nechamas Yerushalayim, right? So, again, interesting to point out, there are two kind of two ways to explain this, right? One is, what are the two? How could you explain this, like the shaychus of this bracha, the shavu brachos? Yeah, well, you Eitan and Rachel, because one of you guys, you can do one, and you can do the other. Hopefully, you guys are thinking of opposite ones.
Okay, I'll take the first one. I'll take the easy one. It's actually not shaychus to shavu bracha at all. We're just doing it for shavu.
Right. Right, imlo ala Yerushalayim arosh simchasi. Right, Radisson. Yeah. Right. So once we're here, once we're having this big party and we're saying the shios and tishbachos, we also need to be imlo ala Yerushalayim arosh simchasi. What's the other option?
I was thinking it's more to temper the happiness, like right. Keep it in check.
Okay, right. That's part of this. Yeah. So both of you guys are going to the simchas department. You can just be super, if you read it very literally, right. There is something interesting is Samech, right? So this is the Tegel Ha'akara, right? There's an Akara here. The Kibbutz Baneha Latocha B'Simcha Baruchat Hashem Samech Tzion B'Baneha, right? It's not, it's about, right, an Akara who's now having children and they're being Mesameach B'Tzion. So it could be like we're being Ma'al Yerushalayim Al Roshim Chaseinu, but it could be we're tying our Simcha, right, in this marriage, right, into the fact that it's also like a fulfillment or a step in the direction of the rebuilding of Tzion and of Am Yisrael. Right? One way is to say, oh, it's right, we're having a simcha, it's an opportunity to be mitzayin, our Yerushalayim al Rosh Simchasin. The other way is to say, no, right, this is actually something that's very integral, or not, I want, maybe not integral, but relevant to this wedding, right? Because this wedding is part of or step towards, right, the future Tassisu Tegela Akara, right? We see the metaphor of Tzion and Yerushalayim and Am Yisrael as this family, and see this wedding as like a microcosm of the rebuilding of Am Yisrael, right? Then Sameach Tisameach Reima Uvim Kisamecha Yitzircha Beganid and Mikedem Berchat Hashem Vesmeach Hasan Vekala Berchat Hashem Vekin Ochlam Asher Baras Hasan Vesemcha Chatan Vekala Gila Rina Yitzah Vechelva Abba Vechba Vechlam Vehoyot Mirai Hashem Vekin Yishama Vehoyot Yehuda Vechutot Yushayim Kol Sazan Kol Simcha Kol Chasan Kol Kala. Right, again, back to the Yushayim idea, but also, right, the Kol Simcha Kol Chasan Kol Kala Kol Mazal Chatanim Yichubatam Narim Mishtein Yigilotam Berchat Hashem Vesmeach Chatan Im HaKala. Right, so all of that, right, we can interpret as, right, there's a bracha on the chas and the kala. This last one, right, is Asher Bara. That you can say even without Panim Chadashos. We'll get into that a little bit. And maybe that's all, right? It's all, says the Ran, okay, all this is Shevach Voda. We started off with the general Shevach HaVashem, and then we moved in towards Shevach and Bakasha, right, of this actual wedding and these actual chasan and kala, right? But it's really shavach v'oda l'Hashem. That's one approach, right? And that's why, says the Ran, you could say it all kol sheva. And the other approach is say no, right? The kol baralech v'odo is because what? So there's this beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't think I brought it because I didn't want to focus too much on this, but now I'm kind of regretting it. Brought down in the Shittim Kubetzes, where he says, where the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah quote, Shin Rabbeinu Yonah, that every wedding, right, is like a microcosm of the zivug of Adam Harishon and Chava, and therefore, right, the brachot berachas chasanim, right, are all about Gan Eden and right Asher Barah et Adam and right Voshtei Yitziros Chada Yitzira, because in certain sense we're trying to like, right, tap into and recreate the zivug of Adam and Chava, right? And therefore, so it's Kobar Alechvada, we're talking about the Yitzira of God creating the world, right? Because we're talking about Gan Eden, and we're talking about Yotzeh Adam, Nasher Barat Adam Bitzamo, right? And Sos Teses V'Tegel Akara is again a reflection about this, the zivug or Am Yisrael as representing that family, right? Sameach tisamach re'im ha'uvim kisamecha yitzircha b'gan Eden mikedem, right? Mesameach chatan v'kala, asher baras hason v'simcha gila, right? Sameach chatan im ha'kala, right? So all of those are really about this wedding and their reforming or re-encapsulating the original Zivug of Adam and Chava, and it's very much about this actual wedding, right? So if you take that approach, though, right, okay, the Ran says, well, Nahagu Shein Mevarchin El Lachar Shitikar Netzchopah Levishein Brachas Ol Shavach the Tefillah V'Shavach Shavim Mevarchin Osan Kol Shayin. So again, according to the first approach, the first or second approach, both of them, which could work either way, right? One, the first one is about Shavach. We can say, okay, it's about Shavach, but, right, only one of them is the real Berchas Chatanim, right? Let's say it's Asher Bara. All the others are just added Shavach. I mean, you can say that even if you hold that it's, no, it's like, it's Samati or something else, right? But definitely works best if you think that, no, all of them are really about the wedding, right? So what do we do if you think that it's not Berchas HaShavach? How can we say it for 7 days, right? How is the Shaykh? Okay, that's our conundrum. Okay, that's issue number one. Now remember the Rambam, right, had this idea. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, I'm not getting into all the Rambams that led us to the piece all together, but the Rambam Mor Nevuchim says, "B'pnei zeh tziva lasos meisa acher sheyichdu elav bo v'hu ha'irusin v'shepifarsim adavar v'hu ha'nisuin." You have to do kinyan. After Matan Torah, you have to do kinyan for Ishas. And then you also have to do pirsum hadavar. You mean farsing that you're married. You can't just go to the judge, right, in the courthouse. And, you know, you can't, I don't know, go to Las Vegas, right? Go in front of a judge, you sign a piece of paper, you're married, right? No, right? That's not Ishas, right? You need to be mefarsim hadavar, v'hu ha'nisuin, v'yikach bo'az asara anashim. And his proof text is the pasuk of Vayikach Boaz Asara Anashim, which, right, we know is the pasuk that we use as the makor for Brechas Chasanim. So essentially, says the Rambam, that the Pirsum Hadavar, right, in Brechas Chasanim, the bracha of Brechas Chasanim is actually part of the Nisuin, right, because it, right, seems to be a way of, right, A, showing this klape chutz to the tzibur, right, but I think maybe number two is that it's not just that, right, kalabo bracha sur lebala kenida. Probably also because the context that you give to the Ishos, right? That's a big, really the big theme of this Mor Nevuchim and the Rambam across the Hilchos Ishos, right? Is that the context that's given to the Ishos, that it's not Paga Isha Bashuk, Ratzahu Ratzahi, right? But rather it's Erisin and Nesuin. And with Berchas Chasanim, all of those together create Ishos Shal Kedusha, right? They frame it, Ishos, in a certain way. And only afterwards can you have Heter Isha Labala. Okay? So according to that, fantastic, right? Now we can definitely appreciate Berchas Chasanim, right? And I think also, right, all the references to Asher Bara Sa'adam, right? And Akol Bara L'Chvodo, and Sher Sarat Adam B'Tzalmo, right? Kishamecha Yetzircha Began Edom Mikedem. All that's great. But then why, how does it last for 7 days? Right? How do you have Shavuot Brachos the rest of the time? Okay, so what do we do about Shavuot Brachos? And number two is, so one option, right, is to say, you know what, I'll see the lines of the Gemara, and then I'll get back that another point hanging, because it comes out of the Gemara also, ready? There are two lines in the Gemara, this line is Daiti, that frame the necessity for Parnum Chadasha. Okay? First one is the Gemara in Zayin Mabet. Okay, you have Berchas Chatanim if there's a minyan for 7 days. He just says, oh, that's only if there's Panim Chadashas. Then the Gemara on Daf Chet says, Iglebe Rav Kuhana, Yom Akama Baruch Kulhu, Mikan Ve'elech, Iika Panim Chadashot Baruch Kulhu, V'ilo afushe simcha ba'alma hu mevarach simcha ba'mana v'asher bara. Okay, the first day you make all the brachos, right? But afterwards, if there are parim chadashos, you make all the 7 brachos, and if not, it's afushe simcha ba'alma. Okay, it's a ribui simcha, right? It's excessive simcha. Right, and there, and you just make the bracha of shasim chaba mono and asher bar. So, I think the framing of those two are slightly different. I think the djinn is basically the same, right? Or at the end of the day, I don't think they're arguing about the djinn, but I think they frame it in different ways. Any ideas? It doesn't have to be like, yeah.
Oh, well, the one in Anchas accentuates simcha, like it's saying that this group of people is bringing a lot of happiness. Well, that necessarily, I mean, the one in Ketubos just kind of leaves it open-ended.
All right, it's a very interesting point. Right? I mean, the Anaf Zion, it doesn't say just, oh, you do it, right? If there are Panuch Hadashos. And then the second one, this is like a talk, bro, start bringing in about like levels of simcha, or is it just simcha or not? I actually want on a much more technical level, like in terms of like how it presents it.
On Chet, it makes it sound like the first day is the most important thing. Whereas in Zion, it makes it sound like they're all the same amount of important.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what I was fishing for. Very good. You know, there's always that problem. It's like, oh, what jumps out of you? It's always whenever that, you know, you're like giving shear, you're always really asking what jumps out of me. That's exactly what I was thinking, what I was looking for, which is that on Daf Zion, right? It says Mevarchin Brachos Chasanim Basara Kol Sheva. End of story, right? You make Sheva Brachos for 7 days, right? On the other hand, on Daf Chet, it says on the first day you make Sheva Brachos. Afterwards, if they're panim chadashos, then you are shavu brachos, right? And if not, then it's just afushay simcha, and you don't. And you only say shan simcha b'mono and asher bar, right? The way it's framed is the default, or is it that fundamentally there are shavu brachos, always, right? But you need panim chadashos in order to say them? Or, right, is it that, no, you say shavu brachos on the first day, but, right, if there's panim chadashos, then you can even say it later on. Further in, right? That's how what jumps out of me from this formulation. Okay, now how might you tie that up, just like on a very basic level, with the two approaches that we were just talking about?
So Zion would be simcha, and Chet would be marriage thing.
Yeah, I think like, you know, just on a very basic level, absolutely, right? If it's about simcha, right? If it's about shevach v'hoda, to say, okay, they're shiva yimei simcha, right? They're, in addition to their being shevach brachos, they're shiva yimei mishta for chatzim mikala, right? We can talk about it, only for bachar shenasa, bachar shenasa besula, bachar shenasa almana, or no, it's only even almana shenasa besula, whatever it is. Right? There's Shevi Yimei Simcha and Shevi Yimei Mishteh. And for all of those, right, we're going to say the Shevach Voda. Why would you need Panim Chadashos? Right? So, you know, like, okay, like, everyone else has done it already or heard it already. Like, you need a little, you know, I don't know. Right? Either you can say, well, I mean, there are two ways to look at it. One way is to say, well, we've done this already, right? So, you know, it's day number two. Day number two is always, you know, it's, as Beis Shammai likes to say, you know, Moridin, right? You start off the first day of Hanukkah, you're super excited, and then it kind of peters out, like you're less excited, right? So you need someone new, right? You need new people to be coming in. You need, right, there to be something to come in to add to the excitement. Or, right, Or you could say, like, you know, everyone's heard these brachos, right? You know, you give Shabbat Voda. If you give a toast, you give a speech, right? You know, you don't give the same Dvar Torah twice to the same group in 2 days in a row. If suddenly new people come, you're like, oh, I have a great fart I want to tell you all. And then you tell it all to them. And like half the room has already heard it, right? But you're like, oh, but I have to tell these new guys because it's such a good vart. Right? If I can't tell you guys my same vart every day, right? Just like, so same thing about Shabbat. Like Shabbat Choda, you need to be telling it to someone new in order to really count. Okay. If you think that it's a din in the wedding, it's a din in the kinyan, in the heter, and the iser, right? It's really about something, about a quantitative thing in the wedding. So really, it should only be Yom HaKama. Really, it's a din in the wedding. And maybe there's some sort of external thing that can come and, you know, convince us, or that requires or expands or extends something that allows us to do Shavu Brachos again. Yeah, it.
Can we say we want to have Pirasum Esir L'chola, like Chola Adam Bashuk, to be more wide, like more people know they're married and the Esir, yes, and the Heter?
Perfect. Yes. So, right, if we want to say, how can we explain this for, let's say, the Rambam? So, particularly for the Rambam, we can say, ah, okay, Hanim Chadashos actually, right, in some ways is almost a great raya to the Rambam. Right, because if it's just a din in Simcha and Hoda, so there's Shivi Mei Mishte. So say, you know, so why is it limited if to Panim Chadashos? You have 7 days of Mishte, so you have 7 days of Mishte. However, if it's a din in the Pirsum, right, Gufa, the Pirsum of the wedding and the Pirsum of their Ishas is actually a Kiyum in their Ishas, right? So then having Panim Chadashos come in, right, is actually a perfect, right, opportunity for us to emphasize that. Actually, I'm going to pull something in, which I didn't put properly in the Makoros, but I need to do it now. See, yeah, the Lashon, right? One second, I have to see if I can find it.
What is the phrase of Fushe Simcha Ba'alma mean? What is the phrase?
Fushe Simcha Ba'alma means like it's like just a being marbe b'simcha, basically. It's an overflowing of simcha, but it's not something me'aver to that, right? Which is perfect because, right, he's saying, oh, if you don't have Panim Chadashos, so it's just that you're really happy and you're really sameach, which, right, is the opposite of what I would have said if you thought it was a Shavach Voda. It's like, great, have Fushe Simcha. Right? What more do you need to say Shav Brachos? More Simcha, more Shav Brachos. Right? But if you say, no, it's just Simcha, it doesn't have X, it's missing the magic, you know, the magic ingredient, so then you can only say these Brachos which are on Simcha, maybe Asher Bara and just Simcha Bimono are about Simcha, but everything else is really about the Ishos, and you need Panim Chadashos in order to give you that extra piece.
Are we going to say then that there's Tvei Dinim and those two are for Shevach and the rest are for Matir? For the actual Chatuna, yeah. And the other, said those two brachot are inherently different than the other five. Those two are for Simcha.
Potentially, yeah. Yeah. So an interesting discussion, which we're not going to get into, is right. If you know, what's the relationship between those two and the rest? Right. Absolutely. Right. Is it like in context? But you could say Asher Bara alone, but in context, it's part of the whole package. Or is it kind of like a summary? So you can kind of say, you know, there's a lot of different ways to say it. Okay, here it is. Is this it? It's Bet Yud. One second, sorry. It's Rambam Ishas. Why is this? No. It's yud bet, I think, actually. Got that backwards. No, oh, I think it's in Hechos, in his, where he talks about in Hechos Brachos. The Rambam, when he talks about Sheva Brachos at, like, for the Shavuos Mishnah, I think he talks about it at Dafka in Hechos Brachos. Second, sorry about this. I just really want his Lashon. Maybe it's Brachos Bet here. That's what I'm mixing up. Okay. You found it. Okay. Halacha Tet. You know, I'll copy it. Copy it in. And sorry. Okay. בבית חתנים מברכים ברכת חתנים אחר ארבע ברכות אלו בכל סעודה וסעודה שאוכלים שם. ואין מברכים ברכות זו, לא עבדים ולא עבדים כדי כמה מברכים ברכות זו, אם היו האלמון שנעשה האלמנה מברכים אותה ביום ראשון בלבד, ואם בחור שנעשה האלמנה או האלמון שנעשה בתולה מברכים אותה כל שבת ימי המשתה. ברכה זו שמוסיפים בבית חתנים היא ברכה אחרונה משבע ברכות של נישואין. Which bracha do we do? Only the last one. במה דברים אמורים כשיהיו האוכלים שם שעמדו בברכת נישואין ושמעו הברכות? אבל אם היו האוכלים האחרים שלא שמעו ברכת נישואין בשעת נישואין, מברכים בשבילם אחר ברכת המדון שבע ברכות, כדרך שמברכים בשאר נישואין, והוא שיהיה עשרה וחתן מן המניין. Says the Rambam, who do we make שבע ברכות for? Not for the חסן and קאלה, right? They've already done שבע ברכות. They've already heard it. They're already יוצא. We're making שבע ברכות for the people, for the פנים חדשות. So first of all, it explains why פנים חדשות need to be פנים חדשות, right? Number one. Number two, it explains, who are these פנים חדשות? How do you define פנים חדשות? Do you define it by people who were at the wedding, who weren't at the meal, who didn't, right? According to the Rambam, right, it's people who shalo shamu brechas nesuin b'shas nesuin, right? I mean, there are lots of ways to define what who the people should be. The Rambam says it's got to be the people who didn't hear Sheva Brachos yet, so we're doing it for them. Okay, there's like a bajillion afkaminas of how you look at the role of Panim Chadashos. Okay, one is, right, what disqualifies them? So the Rambam says, have they already heard Berachas Chasanin, right? Question number two is, how many meals or how often can you say Berachas Chasanin on the basis of one Panim Chadashos? Is it one per day? Is it one per meal, right? So the Rambam would say, no, it's only if that person, only for that meal, right? Because you're saying Berachas Chasanin for them, right? And I think, connecting it to what Eitan was saying, is that, oh, for the Rambam, right, the idea is the Pirsum Hadavar, right, is Gufa Akiyam in the Ishas, and that Pirsum of Berchas Chasanim is done by spreading it to more people. So doing Berchas Chasanim for more people, in front of more people, is Mefarsim Hadavar Yoser, right, and furthers, right, that level of that added element of Ishas. Right, which is the Pirsum HaDavar Beinei HaTzibur, right, and the framing it in the context of our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, and even like the fact that, right, and continues in the inside with the relationship to Klal Yisrael and the rebuilding of Klal Yisrael, but all that is a key in the Yishas, right, but we do it, right, Bishvilam, for these other, for the Panim Chadashas, Okay, so it's like a din in the Banim Chadashos. Okay, I'm gonna kind of move that further down in the slideshow just because I jumped ahead on that one. Okay, other interesting nafkamina. Okay, just another nafkamina of this, which, you know, I'll just leave it on top here because once I save it, it'll be too late. When do we start counting the 7 days for Sheva Brachos? Right? So the Rosh says, Rav Sha'alta, Chatan Abam Makom Acher, V'kan Kinei Sisha. Guy comes from a different place. And then he comes to this new town and he marries a woman from town B. Then he's going to go back to place A, right, where they're going to live. Says the Rosh, of course it goes based on when was there the heter, right? When was the heter of Berchas Chasanim? When did they have a chuppah? From the chuppah, from the nisuin, that's what's koveya. Hein beir shenaseh tsham habracha, hein beir acheret. Aval ein hadat notek, ken sheyu tluyin shivat yimei chuppah ba'achila rishona, ela b'shat brachot. He says, of course it goes based on the bracha, right? It's 7 days from the first time you made berchat chatanim at the wedding. Not when did you have the actual party. Imagine the following. Imagine if there's a I think the British actually do this, right? This is actually what the British do. The British have the chuppah in a shul. Then everyone goes home, changes from their tuxedo into their second tuxedo. I don't know, something like that, right? And then they go to a different place and they have the reception. And they're hours apart, right? And you have one in the morning and one at night. They're on different days. In theory, I don't see why you couldn't do them 3 days apart, right? I think maybe, you know, we have to find a British person, we can ask them, right? Are there places where people who actually do that will have the chuppah in the morning and then have the reception 2 days later? When do you start counting Sheva Brachos from? So the Rosh says, of course you do it from the chuppah, right? Because it's really Shivas Yimei Bracha, right? It's not Shivas Yimei Mishteh, or right? It's not seven, right? It's not 7 days of the Suda. But Rabbi Yeruchim says, "Mevarech bechat chatanim im kalato beir achat halach liir achere im kalato afal pi shenishtaha zman meruba baderech oseh chupa beir sheba shama v'noheg sham zayin yimei hamishte v'nikra berchat chatanim b'beit chatanim kach katvua tosot." Right, let's call it right there. Zayin, he's noheg zayin yimei mishte, right? Because that's when you're doing the zayin yimei mishte. So says Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's not a din in Shivas Yimei Bracha, right? It's din in Shivas, or Shivas Yimei Chuppah, again, where's the emphasis? I love this also. In the Rush, it's called the Yimei Chuppah. In Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's called the Yimei Mishteh. And for a very simple reason, right? For the Rush, it's an expansion, it's an extension of the Chuppah, of the Nesuin, right? For Rabbeinu Yerucham, right, these are the Yimei Mishteh. During the Yimei Mishteh, you make the Brachos of Shabbat Vahoda. Right? So I think that's super gishmak. Right? Because it's a din in Shavach Voda and Mishta. You know, I'm just going to even add it in. Right? I'm going to add this. Okay. Right? Because it's a din in. And here, right? Miyom Rishon Shel Simcha, because the din be Shavach Lehoda is Simcha. Right? What's Simcha? It's a Simcha. It's part of the Simcha. It's a very good way to say it. Is it part of the Simcha? Right? Or is it a part of a din in the Ishas or in the Chuppah, in the Nesuin? Right? See, it's part of the Simcha. So it starts literally from when you have the reception. Right? And the huge nafkamina bizmaninu, right? This has a real nafkamina bizmaninu, because a lot of times you'll have a wedding, right? The chuppah will be before shkia, but the suda will be after shkia, right? When's day seven? Right? Is day seven, right? 7 days from the reception or 7 days from the chuppah. Right? Okay. Who are the Shev? Who's the Panim Chadashos? Right? Who's a new face? Who's a new face and who's an old face? Right? So Toso says, Omeri, Panim Chadashos, in Kori Elabnei Adam, Shemarbain Bishvilam Hasimcha. Right? What makes you a new face? Right? It's a new face who you're so excited that they're there that you make a big party and you make the party bigger. Right? You're Marbev Simcha for them. Right? And then.
You get a random guy at the airport.
Right. So the random guy at the airport doesn't count. You can't use him. Absolutely. Huge nafkamina. Right? It's a huge problem because Mamish Minug, you know, like. Maybe I think the vort is, I have a deep vort on this one, which is that because, right, of like the, right, the.
Chavaya.
What?
The chavaya of getting someone in the airport makes it a simchah gadol.
Ooh, that's actually really good. I like that too. But I was going to go with the fact that we're like connecting this to Sostasis v'tagel ha'kara b'kibbutz b'neha l'tzolcha b'simcha. If you're in the airport, you're obviously on the way to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, like the simcha of like bringing b'nei Eretz Yisrael with the, you know, doing the aliyah and everything is gufa what's going to what lead to the tremendous simcha. I was actually going to do it about like a Klal Yisrael Revim Zelazeh and like, you know, Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Like, we're so misamech to see another yid that, like, we're just overwhelmed with simcha. But, you know. But actually, the Maisa, according to Tosos, you really can't, right? Because there actually needs to be someone who you would be marbe bishvilam hasimcha, right? You would actually go out of your way and make the simcha bigger and do something extra for them. Okay? Oh, what about Shabbos? Okay, now he says, v'shabbos, dechashvina panam chadashos. We count Shabbos as panam chadashos. Damrina and Bagada, Mizmar Shir Lioma Shava, Samara Kosh Parahu Panam Khadashos Baldakan, Neomar Shira, and just Hasam Nami Marbim Khabuchabis Bisimcha Basuda. He says, ah, let's say you don't have a new human, right? But something else special is happening that leads you to be extra happy. It's Shabbos. You make an extra big Suda on Shabbos, right? Our Shabbos meals are much bigger and more labadic than our weekday meals. Right? So too, during, after the wedding, right? Shabbos Sheva Brachos is just very happening, right? That's the biggest party since the wedding. So says Tosos, yeah, okay. You're Marbe Simcha on Shabbos Sheva Brachos because it's Shabbos. You don't need Panim Chadashos. Yeah, Ethan.
Would there be an Ask Amina about whether a woman could be the Panim Chadashot? I mean, if it was part of Simcha, then perhaps totally yes. But if it was part of like Aser L'chol Adam, it wouldn't really be, or it was actually like doing the Nesu'in, perhaps that wouldn't
be possible. So I have not found, I haven't really looked. Honestly, I didn't have time to look. I was wondering the same thing. And it makes a lot of sense to me, right? Also something that's like, I noticed the Rambam, right, makes a big point of like, only like people who count for a minyan, you know, can count towards the Asara, you know. It's like, the interesting both that he seems to like, what, like, why do he have to tell us that again? Like, okay, there's a din of minyan, you count the Asara, like, why does he think that, like, it wouldn't be obvious to us here, right? And I think maybe in a Hanan, because for the Rambam, it's about this idea of tzibur, vayikach boaz Asara, anashim mizik neha'ir, right? It's this real tzibur din, etc. But if it's really about marbim simcha bishvilam, then it seems like it should, right? Doesn't it? It seems like they, you know, if you're excited, you're, you know, I don't know. And Sarah came in from Eretz Yisrael, you know, just so she could be here for the Sheva Brachos. Or Grandma Thora came, you know, and who doesn't love Grandma Thora, right? So you're super excited. It makes sense. I did not get a chance to look into that. I was very, but I think that, you know, theoretically it should be an afghamina of this.
Can I also ask a question about that?
Yes,
like, sure. Not that specific. I mean, I guess kind of connected. Like, I was wondering, I mean, first of all, I was giving the impression that like, it's we're specifically referring, maybe I shouldn't be saying this. I'm just gonna ask my question. Okay, sorry. Are we referring to is it like increasing either the chatan or the kala's happiness? Is it specific to the chatan? Like, I guess I was also wondering that, because like maybe there, if we're only talking about the chatan's simcha, then like maybe it would be like less of an expectation that there would be like a woman coming who increases happiness is not the kala or something like that.
I don't think it's chatan specific. Honestly, I'm not even sure if it's dafka. We care about the chasan and kala as much as maybe just the party itself, right? Which is a huge mitzias, but it's not new, right? Where the parents of the chasan and the kala are the ones who are throwing the Shabbat brachos, and they're the ones who are having the time of their life and inviting all their friends, and they're super excited. And the chasan and kala are just like, I'm going to come as late as humanly possible and leave as early as humanly possible because I don't want to spend time with my parents' friends, right? So I don't know. It could be. If it was like a din, that would make sense. Definitely you could have one of these like, oh, lav or hara things, which, you know, kind of as a holdover. Always definitely possible. I must confess I did not like do as much checking into the Hamas as I would have liked to. But it makes sense, right? I mean, definitely Itan's nafkamina makes a lot of sense. I have no idea even practically how halacha l'maaseh what we say. Like it could be like a machlokas achronim. I imagine, you know, I could imagine that it's like a machlokas achronim. I really just don't know. I'm not at that stage of life where I'm making Shabbat brachos yet. So I don't really know. But I guess I should. This is the Tosfos read. B'hu shavu panim chadashos pirish birchas chasanim hi zayin brachos mishum hachi tzarich panim chadashos adam she'adayim lo sham on, right? Just like the Rambam. This is what is a panim chadashos? He's someone who didn't hear, right? And what matters, right? Jordi's saying, well, you know, is it his impact on the chasan? Is it impact on the kala, right? Because if you think it's about the simcha perspective, then we care about the impact. Right now, again, we can argue, we can say, well, maybe it's not dafka on the chasan and the kala, maybe it's about the party as a whole, but it's definitely the impact of the panim chadashos on something else, right? They're a means to an end, right? Says the Tosfos Rid, no, I don't think so. I think, right, the panim chadashos aren't someone who's marbe the simcha, they're an adam shadayim lo shaman. They're the ends, right? We want them to hear, they haven't heard it, so we need to say it again for them, right? Okay, now here, just fascinating. Ladaiti says Shita Mikubetzas, Yish Misha Omar, Debeina Lakala Pachos Shnayim. You need two. Why on earth would you need two? Right? So again, you can always be the and say, ah, because when you have two, it's more chashuv. Okay. I find that difficult. But I think, why would you say, oh, you need two? According to what Shita, would that actually make a lot of sense? Yeah, or Eitan. Yeah, Eitan got his hand up.
Michal Gofrin.
Lefar, same, because I guess idea of like Adim
comes exactly. Right. You have Adim. You know, why on earth would we say you need two? Say, oh, you need two new people, because you want, right? It's part of this like Nisuin as Pirsam Adavar, Mevarchim Brechas Hasanim, Lifnei Asara, right? So you need to do it in front of Asara, which is a minion, which is represents the tzibur, right? Just like Gachil Hashem Berabim is Nechsha is Mifnei Asara v'chulei. Right? This idea of an Eda, of a minion, of the representatives, a representative of the Kahal, right? So who ate him, you know, and the minion, and then boom, right? It's this piercing, right? Now totally right, then she's puts, you know, no, right? Ushban Khadar. Well, that shows no, right? That's not correct, right? Tosahi, right? It's a toes, it's wrong, but it's fascinating Shita, right? It's a fascinating Yeshmi Shomer. We don't know who this is, but so cool, right? And he points out, according to Rashi, right? Doesn't say anywhere. Rashi's not specific, right? Rashi says, "Yo, new people," right? According to Tosos, you have to be married to the Shvilam, because it's about being married to the Hoda, right? He says, Rashi never says that. Right? Shalo hayusham etmo. Hasuda mehabam kedei sheyachinu yoser bavuno. Then habracha toli beruba hasuda. Right? He says, we don't even know. It doesn't even say that you have to know that they were coming in order to like make a bigger party for them. Right? Because he says, in habracha toli beruba hasuda. If they just show up last second, according to Tosfos, you need to invite them. You need to know they're coming. You need to make a bit, do something extra for them, right? He says no, right? Even if they just show up, but though hirbu, So Rashi says Shabbos is nachshav panim chadashos. Why? Mishum diyafsha shlo yavol b'Shabbos echad shlo hayasham etmol. Right. There are two main shitos, but I had to explain why Shabbos is considered panim chadashos. The Tosel says Shabbos you're gonna be married b'simcha, right? Extra party, extra chashav. Says right. The other approach says no. It just there's got to be someone new who you're gonna see on Shabbos, right? Because it's Shabbos, right? You know, there are always more people on Shabbos, right? You come watch Kasim and Farshin. And then he contrasts that to Tosfos, right? So I think that's really, right, again, just like a nice split. Is it about there being someone new, right? Or is it about like the extra simcha? Okay. Who, right? Again, what can't they have been at? So the Shitiko Bet says, so, right, Kolomar, we're Panach Hadashos, Anashim Shlo Hayusham, Bishas, Achila. Okay? Really, that's where I copied this from, has the words from the Gemara in bold, but kind of distracts from what I want to emphasize. Right? What matters is the Shas Achila, says the Shita. Again, according to the Rambam, what matters is people who were there at the wedding, B'Shas Amiras HaBrachos, says, according to the Shita, no, it's people who were there, whether they're there at the meal. Right? And again, it depends. If it's about the Brachos, if it's about the Pirsum, so it matters who's at the Chuppah. If it's right, and also Rosh and Rabbeinu Yerucham, it matters. Are you doing the chuppah, are the simcha here, the party here, or did the chuppah happen here? Right? Where do you count from? Same thing. If you're in order to be panim chadashos, you can't have been at the meal because it's part of the simcha, or you can't have been at the chuppah. Right? He says, oh, it's anashim shloha yibishas achila. V'hushaban panim chadashos, because of tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, zel lashonam yom rishon. Aval im hayusham bishas nesuin. Right, they would count to, and you would make a bracha. So on panu chadashos havu, right? The davar midam rina b'shas nisuin hava. Yeah, the gemara the kamer yom akama v'lo kamer b'shas nisuin barach kulu, right? Also, he says like, the whole first day, you make all the brachos, right? Not just at the chuppah, right? Also, an interesting question: maybe you should only say the brachos at the chuppah, but not at the reception, because you've already just said it at the chuppah. Unless you have panim chadashos. Now, baruch Hashem bezmaninu, you never have this suffix, because there are always people who only make it for the meal and don't actually show up at the chuppah, right? And the opposite. That's very useful. But in theory, right, the same question would depend on, is it the whole first day is party time, right? So of course you should say it, right? On the other hand, if it's a din in the Berchas HaChuppah and of the Nesu'in, so the fact that this is the meal after it, okay, but you just said it 10 minutes ago, you don't need to say it again, right? It's a bracha on the Chuppah, on the Nesu'in, unless there are new people here, right? V'harambam kasav ipcha. Right, shakol toli b'shas nesuin, not on shas achila. The kivin the nimtzis b'shas nesuin shuvlo nikras panu chadashos. Kasvo o tomin rabinyon b'shem rabin ba'anitzarfas shafilu lo ba'u panu chadashos b'chol achila v'achila. Kivin shabel panu chadashos b'yom kol oso hayom nidon oso ki yom rishon v'varach kol brachos. Okay, so they added another din, which is if they come, if you have Panim Chadasha, so then that whole day now is a Shava Brachos day. Okay? Even if they, even, right? So basically you make Shava Brachos, but then the whole rest of the day you keep saying Shava Brachos. Right? Because according to the Rambam, the whole point is you're saying the Shava Brachos for these people who haven't heard it yet. Once they've heard it, they've heard it. Right? If it's a din in Simcha, if it's a din in Hodah, right? If it's a din and making it like, oh, we're like as excited as the first day because it's like we're celebrating with new people. So then maybe, right? Okay. I think we'll stop here and I'll try to pause. Nah, we'll do a tiny bit more. We'll do it quickly. We had a whole minute when I started debating. Okay. This is the Ritva. Okay. Nirad. Chol shelo hayu shem b'shas simcha, kishmevarchim berchatz chasanim, af al pi shenichnas shem b'shas simcha, kimand lo havu taman meikar adami, v'ritzi miktas rabbeskinu shekasa, v'im ba l'sham adam de lo havu taman meikar klau. De lo nichnas shem akoy mei amishte, mevarchim shev brachos af al pi shelo achal shem. Is it good enough for the person to be there, or does the person actually have to eat? Right? This new person who's coming to this Panim Chadashos, does he have to eat at the Shava Brachos? Or can he just show up? Ve'in z'nira nachon, v'achirim kasvu, d'sha'af al pi sh'haya shem b'sha'a suda, ela kol shem is'asun l'simcha y'z'chaz ma'akala, b'in b'sha'a s'chila, b'in sh'lo b'sha'a s'chila. Do you even need to eat at all? Right? Now this is really extreme, because you would have said, okay, right? I would have thought maybe to tie dafka, the more you think it's a din in simcha, the more it needs to be on a meal. So he says, oh, but there's a shita who holds that actually, as long as we're coming to be misameach, l'chasan and kala, we don't even need there to be food. It just happens to be that's normally when we come together. I mean, we're Jews and we're going to get together for a party without food, right? So b'metzias, it's not possible. But in theory, if we were to have a Jewish party for the chasan and the kala without food, right, you could say shav brachos. Okay? There's another nafkamina. Okay. Fine. Okay. Here, just again, he quotes the sheet, the Vorchim Bishvilo Birchat Chatanim, right? It's like where we're doing it for the Panim Chadashos. Okay. And then at the end, right, the Ritva comes out and is explicit and he says, Isha Lav Basachi Klau, right? So he actually kind of asked this question, but I'll do a further line back. Ud kasu tosvos she'ein kari panim chadashos elak shabat adam chashiv lo havataman mekara shavoy laharbo simcha b'shvila. Right. So then, I mean, this next line, if we cut it off over here, it sounds very, very not PC. Right. But don't worry, he continues. Right. If I cut it off, he'd say, oh, v'isha lav bas hachi klal. He'd be like, oh, gevalt. Right. It's not very PC at all. But Baruch Hashem, he continues. And he says, right, why, he says, I would have thought, okay, that we should count a woman as Panim Chadashos, right, because if it's just a din in Laharbo Simcha Bishvilo, so you can be Marbev Simcha Bishvila, right, if she's Chashav, great, right? The whole of the famous Rav Yah, right? We just had the Seder, we just had the whole Sugya of Haseba, right, and there's the famous Rav Yah about, right, Isha Chashuva doesn't do Haseba because La Baruch Hara, right? Or then that she should dafka, because Bizman is chashuva, right? So he says, not Isha lavas hachi klau, afal pisha hi chashuva, right? Why? Because in Panim Chadashos el misha roi lihimanos ba'asara shol berchas chasanim, right? Because you can only have Panim Chadashos if they're part of the minion of berchas chasanim, right? Go back a few lines. The Ritva said mivarchin bishvilo berchas chasanim, right? He's a Rambam Nick. He holds that you do the Berchas Chasanim, right, for the Panim Chadashos, right, who is the representative of the Tzibur in this minyan Asara, right, to acknowledge the Ishos of the Chasan and Kala, Aidea Tzibur, right, the Rambam's Pirsa Madavra, let's say. So the Ritva says, okay.
Both, it talks about Simcha also.
Where? Earlier he talks about, he goes through a lot of different shitas.
Here. Alek Shebaadam Chashuv de lo hava chatamik
He's called Tosos. He says Tosfos Amru B'Shabes Gufa Chashiv Panim Chadashos Kedem Rina, right? Blah blah blah. Vod Kasvu B'Tosfos Shein Kari Panim Chadashos Shabbat Mchashiv Do'ar Tamam Tamam Mikara, right? He's quoting Tosfos, right? It's hard to always pick out exactly which one's the shita. Also, it's cool. He just quotes like Nahagu be Catalonia, right? Kibbutz Shabbos, she doesn't be like Knesset and Chasan, maybe it's a Kala betocha Am, like it's a Kala v'chopam v'arachet Shamber Chasanim. Afal Pishik v'arshish b'shishas is Mucha lehen. Def Shash lo yeh adam sham el shelo hayasham. Right, and this is and Tosfos say in Catalonia there's Arminag, which is amazing, right? They don't do it as part of the Suda. They just have like a whole, everyone gets together and has like a, you know, after shul. You know, after shul, there's just like the huge social scenes. Like at there, they bring the chasam and kala out, and they do shavu brachos right there because there must be someone new there. And they say, but Tosos think it's about this like har marbe bishvilo thing, right? As opposed to what they do in Catalonia and the Ritva's minute. All right, so the Ritva says, according to Tosvos, you know, you would think that an Isha should count as Panu Chadashos, but I don't think so, because I think, like the Rambam, or like what we're calling the Rambam approach, that we're marking Bishvilo Birchas Chasanim as part of the Minyan Asara, right? This is, I would have thought, right? Roy Laharbo Simcha Bishvilo. Isha Labas Hachi Klau Afo Pishihi Chashuva. So it sounds like from the Ritva, right, that it really is a nafkamina between the Ritva, between the Ritva and Tosvos. I'm just curious if anyone, any of the Tosvos side, Rishonim say it explicitly, right? And like what the Achronim do about that. Like, do they say, yeah, according to Tosvos in Achanami, or do they say, like, no? So it's a really, really good, happens to be a really good nafkamina. And homework is, you know, someone should go and check what the Achronim said, Lamaisa. Okay. I'll stop here. And there's another couple of interesting like nafkaminas of like how do you approach it. But we actually did run out of time. And I don't want to go over time too much. I'm getting better at going, not going over time, I think. Shkayach.
Shkayach, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Good to be back. Good to be back on track.
Yeah, we missed you.